call from Hire My Caregiver.
Home care is Shinda. How can I help you?
Hi. I would like to start getting Medicare. How do I go about this?
So you reach the home care agency. This is not Medicare.
No, Medicaid. Medicaid, I'm sorry. Medicaid.
Okay, again, also, this is not Medicaid. We're a home care agency. We do the home care services. It's a Medicaid program. If you're interested in applying for home care services, then we can help you apply for Medicaid before and then for the home care services.
Yes, that's what I'd like.
You want a caregiver?
I have no idea what I'm doing. A social worker gave me your number.
Oh, okay.
Pardon?
So we send caregivers to the patient's house to help with daily tasks around the house, and it's a Medicaid program. You could sign up a family member to be the caregiver, and they will get paid for helping you. It's a Medicaid program.
I already have a caregiver. I just want to be on Medicaid so maybe they can get paid for it. I don't know.
Right, so that's what we could do. So who's your caregiver? Is it a family member?
Yeah, well, it's a friend, my roommate.
A friend, okay, so
she does
sure.
everything for me.
Yeah, so if you qualify for Medicaid, she could definitely sign up to be the caregiver and get paid. The question is if you
okay.
qualify for Medicaid. Did you ever have Medicaid before?
Yes, never, no.
Never?
I'm on Medicare, but not Medicaid.
Okay, what's your income?
$1,600 a month.
Okay. And do you have any assets? Do you own a house or a car? Any savings in a
no.
savings account? Nothing. You
I have own? A little bit of savings, but not much.
How much about? Like a few thousand?
Oh, yeah, about that, yeah.
Is it more than 8,000?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay, then you should probably qualify. What's your date of birth?
It's 12/20/1958.
What's your social security number?
176-528-275.
75, okay. Okay, I was actually able to pull up a Medicaid ID with this information. Looks like you were,
uh-huh.
in the past you did have Medicaid.
I never had Medicaid. My dad did.
You probably
but
wouldn't
I never
even know.
Medicaid.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to pull up your information because many people, they don't even know that they are Medicaid as well. So the thing is that I do have a Medicaid ID for you. I was able to pull up your
okay.
name. Gina Hammer,
okay.
G-I-N-A-H-A-M-M-E-R.
Yes,
yeah, and it's
correct.
Just inactive. So I'll have you assigned an enrollment specialist, and she will help you activate it and then apply for the home care.
Okay. Will I do that over the phone or?
Yeah, everything over
I mean,
the
I'm
phone.
Having trouble. I'm having trouble. I need a liver transplant, but I can't get one because I have a clot in my liver where it would go. So I'm just kind of, waiting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To
so
die,
first we'll help you.
Truthfully.
No, we will help you get the home care services, so at least your friend could get paid for helping you. We'll get you the Medicaid
okay.
active as well. What's the best number to reach you?
484-336-5302.
Okay. Any other number to add in the file?
I don't really have another number, but
no.
my caregiver. She really does take care of everything. Like she takes me to appointments. She understands
mm-hmm.
things that I don't understand because
uh-huh.
my liver isn't working correctly.
Okay.
So I don't understand a whole lot.
Okay. And what's your address?
It's 16, Eli Court, E-L-I, Court, C-O-U-R-T, Reading, PA, 19607.
16 Eli Court, Reading, PA, 19607. And is that in Berks County?
Oh, yes.
Okay, great. And any minors in the home?
I guess. Oh, no.
No. Okay, as I imagined. And who
just
will be the caregiver?
My roommate.
Yeah, so what's her name?
Her name is Kathy with a K, K-A-T-H-Y, Sharp, S-H-A-R-P.
Okay, and what's her number?
Her number is 484-400-6578.
78, okay. Okay, great. So you're saying that you need a liver transplant, and she helps you with everything.
She does everything for me. She cooks. She cleans up afterwards. She helps me dress. I can't keep food down a lot, so I throw up a lot. She cleans that up. She does everything. She takes me to appointments. She does everything.
Yeah, so she should get paid for that, for helping you with food.
Well, that's what I figured, too, but, like, I made her my power of attorney. Does that preclude her
is legally the power of attorney?
Yes. Yes, she's legally the power of attorney. But I can transfer that to my son.
Yeah, you can do that probably. If it's a problem, you could do that. We'll see after if it's a problem, then we'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah, first. Okay, so now let me see if I get any of the enrollment specials available so I can transfer you right over. So she will let you know.
Okay, thank you so much for being so kind.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
My pleasure.
No.
Sorry, can I let you know as soon as I transfer over, okay?
Sure, no problem. I'm sorry.
Okay, I got Abigail available. She's one of these enrollment specialists. I'll transfer you over to her.
Thank you, ma'am. You've been very kind.
Sure, my pleasure. Thanks so much for reaching out, and we'll make sure that you get the services as soon as possible.
Okay, thank you so much. Hello.
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Am I speaking with Gina?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
I've been better. Thank you.
Okay. I hope we can help you here. So you want to apply for home care services, correct?
Yeah, I already have home care services. I just want to apply for the Medicaid.
You already have a caregiver?
I have a caregiver, yes.
Okay, so you just want Medicaid. Okay, just a second, please. Have you been in touch
so
with...
So that they can... Go ahead.
Have you gone with Family First Care yet?
No.
Have you been in touch with our agency before? No, okay. Fine.
I don't need an agency. I have a live-in roommate that's taking care of all my needs. I just wondered what I can do to get her paid.
Okay, right. So you want to get the home care services.
Correct. That's
not just Medicaid. You also want the caregiver to get paid. Correct?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Just a second, please. So I'd just like to run through the process a bit with the patient before we start with anything, just to let you know. You have to get approved by the state and the county. So that means you have to have two assessments and get approved from the state.
Okay.
Company that the state uses is Maximus.
Okay.
You'll be in touch with them. And then we have to collect some financial paperwork for the county. So this process takes about 6 weeks. It takes some time. I just want to let you know that before, okay?
That's why I wanted to start it. I already have a heads up to my doctor for, you know, to approve this. So I really have to get this done. My condition has deteriorated to the point where I'm in bed all the time.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we're going to try to help you get this caregiver. I mean, you have her already, so.
Yeah.
So at this point.
I mean, she does everything.
Right.
Everything for me.
Okay. A second?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just have to confirm a few things as well before we would start with the application.
Sure.
Are you making more than $2,900
sure.
a month?
No, I only make $1,600 a month.
Okay, fine. That works for the services because the patient can't have such great assets in order to come with our agency. And do you own a home or a car?
No, I have nothing like that.
Okay. Any assets for over $8,000? Anything in savings, cash value? Anything in the bank
no.
for over $8,000?
Not over $8,000, no. There's a couple
okay.
thousand in there. The okay. rest is, you know...
Okay. Are you married?
No.
And are you living with any minors?
No.
Okay. Fine. So the first step in the application process is to schedule your first assessment with the broker. This is one of the two assessments. I'm going to give you the phone number to call and schedule. If you like, at the end of the call, I can also transfer you over to them. But if you just call them, same thing, okay? Whatever you'd like.
Okay, now what does a broker do?
The broker schedules your assessment. They need to come down to see if you are physically, clinically eligible,
okay.
which you probably
okay.
are. They just, this is how you get approved, okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the number is 877.
Okay, hang on. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Getting out of bed is a little difficult. I have compression fractures of my back. I have so many appointments. It's unreal. Okay. Okay. It's 877-550-4227.
Yeah, is that what she will give over to you? Is that what the other lady gave you? Did she give you this number?
That's the one that the social worker gave me. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to call that in right after and schedule an assessment.
Okay.
I just also...
Okay.
Sorry?
Okay. I got to write this down. Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, is that all we need?
Yeah. So, sorry. My throat's bad. So once you schedule that assessment, just text me. I want you to text me at the date and time that you scheduled for. I'm going to give you my number as well so you can save it in your phone because she transferred you over to me. Okay?
Okay. Hang on a second. I gotta get a little piece, one piece of paper. Text to. What would that text be to?
67551.
67. 267. I'm sorry, you'll have to repeat that. 267551.
7438. That's my direct line. You can call or text me either way, throughout the process. If you have any questions, I'm going to be here for you. I'm going to be telling you what's next. So I'm going to be helping you through. Don't worry about it.
You got to repeat that number to me.
Okay, it's 267-551-7438.
So as soon as I get a date for the assessment, I'll text you.
Yes, my name is Abigail. Right. You can see me in your phone as Abigail from Family First Care. I want you to save the agency name as well, just so you know when you have your assessment, you'll just have the agency
what's
name.
The agency name?
Family First Care.
Okay, Family First Care. I see, I'm a little slow with all this stuff because she does all this and she's not here right now. So I thought I'd get it done, but this is a little confusing now. So, okay, so I'm going to call this number and then get set up a broker. Maybe you could just give me transfer me over. I have the number then, but to schedule an assessment. Then as soon as I get a date, I'll text you. And that's my next move, correct?
Yes. But if I'm going to transfer you over. If the call doesn't transfer, you just have to call that 877 number. Do you have it?
Okay, 877-550-4327. Yeah.
So I will transfer you, but just in case the call doesn't go through, that's the number you have to call, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Fine. Yeah, sure. No problem.
One other question. If this lady is my power of attorney, my roommate, does that pre-qualify her or exclude her from being my caregiver?
I don't think so. Not that I know of. You can ask the broker on the phone.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay, thank you. All righty. Okay. All right, thanks.
Just text me once you have that assessment scheduled.
All right,
I'm
going to
transfer you over. So you wait on the line. I'm going to transfer you, okay?
Yeah, Abigail from Family First Care. Okay, got you.
Okay.
Representative.
Hey. Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Brian. Are you calling for the first time or is this an existing case?
Well, they say I have an existing case, but I might have gotten some help with Medicaid, but not on Medicaid. I'm not really sure, sir.
Okay. Well, I guess I want to try and look up your information to see what we have on file, and then to do that, I have to ask you a few questions, and we wouldn't discuss your information unless you gave us written or verbal approval. So can you go over your first and last name to look the case up?
My name is Gina, G-I-N-A, Hammer, H-A-M-M-E-R.
Okay, and can you also verify your date of birth?
It's 12/20/1958.
Okay, and then verify your address.
It's 16 Eli, E-L-I, Court, C-O-U-R-T, Reading, PA 19607.
Okay. And can you state your phone number?
My phone number is 484-336-5302.
Okay. So thank you for verifying the case. And then, let's see, I can try to assist you. So you're calling because of Medicaid assistance?
Yes.
Now, you would have, I'm going to check to see what it says for your medical coverage, because you would have a provider with medical assistance. And
what does that mean?
For you. I'm going to check on it for you in just a moment. All right, thanks for holding. So it says that you don't have medical assistance, not with Community Health Choices anyway, but if you're trying to call
it
in
says
for
family, Family First Care.
Okay. It sounds like you would need to be speaking with your caseworker at the county assistance office. So I guess I could transfer you over there, because I know our service, the only one that we handle is just for persons who have Community Health Choice as their medical assistance. So you don't have that type of medical coverage, because that's what I was just checking on. Did you want to speak with a caseworker?
Yes, I do. Can you give me the number in case it doesn't go through?
Okay. Give me just a few moments to look that up for you.
It's getting too complicated now. I'm going to have to make my roommate do this. Okay, you do this. This is the last step I can take. I can't. My brain doesn't work that way because I have liver failure, and I'm just kind of waiting to die here. This one to that one. I can't. This is too much. Independent broker. I can't do it anymore. 550. And Abigail's is text.
All right, thanks for holding. So I'm just still looking here to see what your phone number is for your county assistance office. So you're in the county of Berks, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so it looks like the phone number I have listed here is 610.
Okay.
736. 4211.
Yes.
So that's the phone number.
All right. So that's where you're going to patch me into, right?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And what do they do? Can you tell me what they're going to do?
They'll help you as far as checking in on any questions you have about your medical assistance. So you're you know, mainly just letting them know what your coverage is and what you're calling for, and they should be able to go into the system. You know, they have a different system than we have because we only have community health choice medical coverage, so they should be able to help you from there.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. And then you're welcome, Mel. And you didn't have any other questions or concerns?
Well, I have one question. If my roommate is my power of attorney, does that, I asked you that before, didn't I? Does that disqualify her for my for being my caregiver?
Caregiving. That I'm not too sure about, but I know you could call the, I have actually another phone number for you to call. It's called the Pennsylvania Link. That's the department that can help you with that question. This department, what we do is we actually will set up your application for home care if you're, you know, for enrolling into home care, but you would only be able to do that here. We wouldn't be able to really answer, like, the question that you have about your roommate.
Okay. So okay. Now, just, you know, don't worry about that. Just give me the, patch me into the care caseworker.
Okay. All right. Give me just a second here. All right. And if you have no other questions, just want to, you're welcome. And thanks for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. So hold on just a moment to transfer.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services. For English, press 1. For Spanish, press 2. All other languages, press 0. You have reached the Berks County Assistance Office. Please listen carefully, as some of the menu options may have changed.
Our office hours for the Berks County Assistance Office are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., excluding holidays.
Oh, my God.
You can now use your cell phone to download the MyCompass PA app for fast and easy access to your SNAP and cash benefit information. You can view your payment dates, complete your semi-annual reporting form, send forms to your caseworker, and more. Go to the App Store or Google Play on your mobile device for more information. You can also access your benefit information online at the following website, www.compass.state.pa.us.
The LIHEAP Cash and Crisis Programs are currently open. You can apply for LIHEAP at your local county assistance office or online at dhs.pa.gov/compass, C-O-M-P-A-S-S. Starting October 2, 2025, all county assistance offices, the DHS Customer Service Center, and the DHS Helpline will open to the public at 11 a.m. on Thursdays due to staff training. The public will not be able to enter offices, and calls will not be accepted before 11 a.m. on Thursdays. This will not impact hours of operation on other days of the week. Individuals can still submit an application or renewal, report a change, submit verification documents, and more anytime online at www.dhs.pa.gov/compass. Pennsylvania's summer EDT program that provides a single $120 benefit per eligible child to buy groceries during the summer. Most eligible children are automatically eligible and do not need to apply. If you have questions about Sunbucks, who is automatically eligible, and who must apply, please press 8 at the main menu to go to the Sunbucks hotline. You will not hear an option to select 8, but you can press 8 at any time after the main menu message begins to be transferred to the hotline.
Please select from the following menu options. For your cash and SNAP payment dates, press 1. For information on how to apply for benefits, press 2. For information on LIHEAP, also known as energy assistance, press 3. For problems with your EBT or access card, press 4. If you receive cash, SNAP, or medical assistance benefits and have questions about your benefits or to report a change in your case, press 5. For general office information, press 6. To be connected to the County Assistance Office operator, press 7. All other calls, please remain on the line for the Customer Service Center or press...
You have reached the Berks County Assistance Office. We are not able to take your call right now. For immediate assistance, please call the Statewide Customer Service Center at 1-877-395-8930. Otherwise, please leave your name, phone number, case record number, and a brief message, and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thank you.
Please leave a message after the tone. When you have finished, please hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Hi, my name is Gina, G-I-N-A, Hammer, H-A-M-M-E-R. I am trying to get a date for an assessment to get home care through Medicaid. I'm not a Medicaid recipient except for the SNAP benefits, but I'm a little confused about it all. Please help. My phone number is 484-336-5302, and my birth date is 12/20/1958. Thank you.